makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they are able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, if this letter sounds a horse, it's because I got a little cold. But don't worry, I'm very happy because this Sunday, May the 20th, is a big day in the United States. It's called I Am an American Day. Because I'm not got my citizen papers yet. So for me, it's going to be, I'm wanna be American today. And why not the Mamma Mia? It's a 48 states here, and they all are working together to give the people what they need. For instance, Maine catches the fish. Idaho grows the potato. Kansas gives the corn, Minnesota the wheat, and Texas takes all of the credit. Here, Mamma Mia, everybody works so hard and tries to be good a citizen, obeys with the laws, and if there's something he don't understand it, then he can write to his congressman. Sure, I went up to my congressman once, asking him, he should explain it to me about the Social Security. 6 months later, he just sent to me a beautiful 4-pound book about the care and the feeding of a pig. But Mamma Mia, it's nice to have a congressman, and someday I'm going to help to elect a congressman. But I can hardly wait for that big day when they're going to let me vote. I'm going to walk in the little booth with 4 pencils and a vote for everybody. Anyway, like I'm going to start to write to you, this Sunday is going to be the biggest celebration in Chicago and Lake Shore. And now I'm going to my night school class where Miss Spalding, my teacher, is going to tell us what are we supposed to do to take a part in the I Am American Day celebration. America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
All right, lads, quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Howard?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Howdy dowdy.
Mr. Schultz.
Ah, smile, Miss Spalding. Be happy.
Well, all right. Now, Flash, since this Sunday is I Am an American Day, I ask you to study in your civics book the chapter on what makes a good citizen. Now, yes, Mr. Basco?
Miss Spalding, we all are going to get it to the park to watch the ceremony.
Oh, yes, we're meeting at noon at the main entrance. Incidentally, I have a surprise announcement to make about that right after class. Now, I
was bothering.
Yes, Mr. Basco?
Do you think it's going to rain this Sunday?
I hope not. Now, in our civics lesson class,
the biggest surprise in this bothering?
Mr. Basco, will you let me finish my sentence?
When Luigi gets curious, a life termer couldn't finish his sentence.
You have to hold your questions until later, Mr. Basco. Now, getting back to citizenship, who can tell me how a person becomes a citizen? Mr. Horowitz, will you tell us?
With pleasure. You can become a citizen by waiting 5 years and getting your papers. Or, if you're in a hurry, you can get born here, and that automatically makes you a citizen.
Well, that's rather a quaint way of putting it. All right.
Thank you.
Now, who can tell us some of the qualities of a good citizen? Mr. Basco?
Well, a good citizen takes care of a citizen of papers.
No.
He keeps them in a drawer.
No, Mr. Basco.
All right, I'm going to keep on the vault, but every Monday morning I'm going to take a little peek.
Miss Spalding,
It is becoming rather apparent that you are running into difficulty. May I volunteer the correct answer?
Olden, why don't you volunteer for the Foreign Legion?
Mr. Schultz, please. Go on, Mr. Olson. The qualities of a good citizen.
A good citizen always obeys the laws of the government. He always exercises his rights under the Constitution.
Go on.
Furthermore, a real genuine citizen understands the general workings of his government, and he keeps himself informed.
And what else, Mr. Olson?
He's a good father. He stays home nights with his family. He keeps out of trouble. He doesn't drink or gamble.
And twice a year, he diamondizes his halo.
Don't be so funny.
Mr. Schultz, suppose you add to Mr. Olson's list of duties of a good citizen.
Miss Spaulding, if a citizen does everything but Olson said, he won't have time left for my list.
Mr. Schultz, you can't joke yourself out of this one. You should be ashamed of yourself. You've lived here all these years, you have your citizen papers, and yet you can't tell us...
Wait, I know. A good citizen.
Responding, maybe I'm not a good citizen.
Of course you are, Mr. Schultz. I'm sorry for what I said. You're all wonderful citizens. And you'll be pleased about this special announcement about this Sunday's I Am an American Day.
What is it?
Well, as you know, there'll be 15,000 people assembled in the park as well as all the public schools. And this class has been selected to sit on the speaker stand.
What is the reason?
Well, I thought it was a lovely reason. This class represents the oldest school children in the city.
The oldest school kid?
Uh-huh.
Last one in the social security line is a rotten egg.
And I might add, with the youngest spirit.
Well,
that's a surprise, and I think it'll be a wonderful experience for you. Especially when you consider that the principal speaker will be a judge from Washington, D.C. Judge Hal B. Reeves, and he's flying in especially from Washington.
Mamma mia, were we going to be sitting with a judge on a speaker's platform? Oh, when a Pasquale hears about this, he's really going to get excited.
Luigi, the only thing that would excite Pasquale would be if the judge was a justice of the peace.
Maybe so, sure, but I'm sure Pasquale would be interested in a big Washington judge like Hal B. Reeves.
Only if he's single. Rosa, come out of the kitchen. I want to talk with you.
All right, what?
Ooh, between you with the eating and Luigi with that I'm an American today, I'm never going to make a match. I gave Luigi 2 tickets to take you to the movies last night. What did you see?
Up front with Billy and Joe.
I hope you sat up and back with Luigi.
For 3 hours.
3 hours, eh? Did Luigi hold your hand?
He couldn't, Papa.
Couldn't or why not?
There was a little boy sitting between us.
Little boy? What was he doing between you and Luigi?
He was holding a popcorn.
What am I going to do? Rosa, what's more important? Do you love the marriage and the kids or just the eating? Don't answer that. Look, tell me, little bambina. When Luigi brought you home last night, did you kiss him?
No, Papa. Is that supposed to?
What do you think? I'm going to kiss him? Here, it's a Friday already. I thought you could talk him into taking him to that picnic this Sunday. Now he's all tied up with the American a day in the park. Trouble with man and boy, he's so full of Americans that a patriotism, he's got no time to think about a marriage. Only I could have figured out a way to make him feel small and no good and unwanted. Then he's liable to come and crawl to the back here. Let me see. Good. Rose, I think I got an idea.
Oh, look at me, yourself.
Good. Ooh, what am I going to do to him? I hate it to be this mean. What are you going to do when you got a daughter weighs 250 pounds?
Hello, hello, Puss Crowley.
Hello, little banana nose.
Hello, Lusha.
Oh, go back in the kitchen and eat. Luigi, I wasn't going to bother you about going on a picnic with Rosa this Sunday again, but now I can't because guess what's happening?
I don't know what.
I just got a telephone call from your night school. Ooh, what a big honor.
Honor?
Yes. And at first they thought that Judge Hallaby Reeves was going to be the only speaker of the day.
Uh-huh.
But now it seems like there's going to be another one.
Going to be another one, huh? Who's it going to be?
You.
Me? You mean me speaking in front of 15,000 people for Squally? I know that.
From a Mrs. Spalding herself.
Yeah, but why me, Pasquale?
Why? The people have decided you're going to get your citizen of papers in a few years, so they name you Future American in 1953. You got to give a speech on how much you want to be an American.
But, Pasquale, don't seem possible. I'm sure to get such a big honor. Speak on the same platform with a Judge Reeves. What am I going to do?
Well, Luigi, the two of you ain't going to play canasta. You happy little pumpkin head.
But if I spell it, I don't know what to say. I'm just coming from school and Miss Polly, she's telling me nothing.
Well, that's because she's smart. She didn't want to make Schultz and the rest of them jealous. Ask her also if you don't believe me.
Oh, no, I believe you, Pasquale, but mamma mia. Future American of 1953. It's hard to believe.
Then a call up of Mrs. Spalding.
But it's in no school for a weekend and I'm not got a Miss Spalding's telephone number. And I'm not going to see her until Sunday in the park. What kind of speech am I going to make?
Luigi, I see your big problem. And naturally, for 15,000 people, it's got to be very important. You ain't just going to read it from a paper like it was a nothing. You got to memorize it between your head.
Memorize it? Yeah, but it's a Friday night. I'm only got until a Sunday.
So what if you stay up a couple of nights? That's no catastrophe. As long as the people see your speech, it comes from the heart. Look, Luigi, don't worry. I'm going to help you out with the speech.
Oh, you will, Pascal?
Sure, little cabbage pussy. I'm always ready to help you out with any information I got. You know, I could have squeezed the facts out of my head like a sponge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Pasquale. You biggest sponge head I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm a senator, it's come out of different. Anyway, Luigi, I was thinking of such a big day. You got to start out a very big, like, distinguished gatherers of this esteemed assemblage.
What? Pasquale, what's that mean?
I don't know. I heard it once at a stag party. But it's very important. Distinguished gatherers of this esteemed assembly.
Pasquale, if I'm going to write a speech like that, I'm going to have to stay up every minute from now till Sunday.
But it's a word to the Luigi, you important man.
I guess I am, huh?
Sure. Now, go in your store, start thinking I'm going to come in later in the house.
All right, Pasquale. And a goodbye and a thank you. You're the thing that you gather. Have this is the same December.
Oh, am I going to get even? Wait till he spends the two nights with that speech and finds out I made a fool out of him. Future American in 1953. He's going to feel like the biggest of dope in 1951.
Return to life with Luigi, we'd like to say a word about chewing enjoyment. When you're busy at your job or working around your home, it's really satisfying to chew on a smooth, delicious piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That good, easy chewing goes right along with your work, helps keep you feeling right, and makes the job seem easier and pleasanter. The refreshing, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint adds to your enjoyment and gives your mouth a fresh, clean taste. So, enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work. Get a few packages from the handy display on your friendly merchant's counter. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, you're not going to believe what the big honor your son Luigi's got. I'm going to speak before 15,000 people today in a park. Yes, right. They made me future American in 1953. And for 2 days and nights and I had no sleep. But it was worth it, mamma mia, because I got a wonderful speech prepared with a beautiful big word. Oh, mamma mia, I'm a hope I say everything good. Because I'm a feel like our chicken, Josephine, when we was took her to the fair and she's lost the egg laying contest. Yeah, she was so nervous she's a drop everything. Well, now I'm waiting in the park for my friends. Here I am over here.
Oh, Luigi. Kimmich, did you ever see so many people packed together? It's just like Coney Island without vans. Where's the rest of the class?
Well, I guess they're going to be here any minute. Mamma mia, I'm so nervous.
Nervous? What have you got to be nervous about? Because we are sitting on the platform? Listen, if they start throwing things at the speaker, you got plenty of time to duck.
Yeah. Tell him, Mr. Nunn, if this thing that she got is of importance to somebody, qualifications of the judge...
What's the matter, Luigi? You sound like a politician who was caught with his hand in a voter's pocket.
Sure, sir. You're going to find out as soon as so I'm better tell you anyway. I'm speaking it today.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, Luigi. What's the matter? You had laryngitis? You couldn't speak the last 2 days?
No, sure, sir. Besides the judge, I'm going to speak it too.
Ach, Luigi, that's ridiculous.
No, it's a true shoot, sir. I was selected as a future American of 1953.
Yeah, Luigi, don't be...
Hello.
Luigi's trying to tell me he was elected American for 1953, and he's going to speak today.
Luigi... Where did you ever get such an idea?
Yeah, the whole thing sounds like a joke.
No, it's not a joke. Is it true? Miss Balding has not told you. Well, she's not told you because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings. So I'm going to spend 2 days and 2 nights learning my speech about a distinguished assembly that...
Luigi, stop! I think maybe you are a little for shimmers.
Jokes. Maybe Luigi is right. Maybe Miss Balding...
Stop, Horowitz. Our little Venus Schnitzel has had the delusions of the brain.
Well, here comes Miss Balding. She will settle
it. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Oh, my. Don't we look nice and dressed up?
Oh, thank you.
Miss Balding, please, tell him, huh? And I'm supposed to make a speech for him today.
What?
Miss Balding, Luigi thinks he's supposed to make a talk. Memorize the whole speech.
As far as I know, Mr. Basco, the judge is the only speaker on the program today.
Luigi, look, who told you were supposed to speak?
I was the first party. Miss Balding, here's the study. You picked me because I'm a future American of 1953. And I'm going to make a speech before all the people.
Mr. Basco, I think Mr. Pasquale was just pulling your leg.
Pulling his leg? He just missed it all. You're not a friend of mine. You're not a friend of mine because you're glad to see me suffer like this.
No.
All of you, you're not my friend. I'm gone, and I'm never coming back to tonight's school again.
No, let me go. I'm sorry if I made a joke too much, but don't blame me for what
was planned. Yeah, but day and night, I'm studying this speech.
So you are coming with us.
No, I'm not going to sit on a platform.
Oh, please, Mr. Basco.
No, let me go. No, I'm going to go home. I'm going to want to see nobody. Because I'm a disgrace to myself.
All right, Luigi, you are fine. I'm going to carry you.
Just put me down here. Put me down here. Just.
feel better now, Mr. Baxter.
Luigi, Miss Spaulding is talking to you.
You see, Mr. Schultz, how you have to be careful with your humor sometimes?
Yeah, I wish there was some way I could make it up to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a disappointing announcement to make. At this time, our guest, Judge Hal B. Reeves, was supposed to address you. However, his plane has been delayed. It seems, therefore, that it remains for me to close the meeting. We will therefore rise and all together say...
Wait.
Mr. Schultz.
Sure, why not? Mr. Speaker, we got to hear a fella who could give your speech better than that Washington church ever thought of making.
No, Schultz, what are you doing?
No, listen, everybody. This fella, you studied his speech for days now. So what do you think? You're going to hear a speech from one of the gang, one of us? Or you want to go home?
You better get up there, Mr. Basco. I know you can do it.
Well, I'm...
All right. Yeah, sure. I present our speaker, Mr. Luigi Basco, from Miss Spaulding's class in the North Halstead Street Night School.
Extinguisher gatherers. How many distinguisher gossipers? Friends, I'm scared. You don't believe it, but 2 days and 2 nights, I'm stay up to memorize the speech and now I'm forget everything. All I can think of now is a boat. It's almost 3 years ago, and I'm coming to America in that boat. America. Then we pass Statue of Liberty. Beautiful lady of peace. And I could hardly wait to get off of that boat to hear somebody speak English. And then the boat is a dock. And I'm run down to the gangplank, and then I'm never forget it. Was a little boy playing. And I'm heard my first American words. Bibbidi babbidi boo. I don't know what that means. But now I'm a know. Hiligadoshin and a shinamarush. Yeah, that's right. Put them all together, and what do you got? America. Laugh and sing. That's America. Work and play. That's America. Joke how you want. Speak how you want. That's America. Americans, don't let nobody tell you. You can't say what you want. You can't vote how you want. Because then you change, America. And when you do that, people like me, we become Americans. But we say is no more America. And now I want to... Well, I'm... Thanks for letting me make a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Luigi, you made a fine fool of yourself. Everybody was so insulted with that ibbity-bibbity talk, they wouldn't even applaud.
Yeah, I know, Pasquale.
Now, maybe you know enough to stay in your own backyard and stop this Patrick or Henry stuff.
No, please, Pasquale, let me alone.
You was with Rosa and the picnic. You would be singing and dancing instead of wanting to kill yourself.
Luigi, you was just wonderful. I've never heard anything like that.
No, please, sure, you don't have to say nothing to make up and to make me feel good. I know it was terrible.
What are you talking about, Luigi? I just talked to my wife, Esther. She said the people in the audience was crying.
Oh, Luigi, and after your speech, they were so quiet you could hear a pin drop.
A pin? You could hear a cough drop.
Mr. Basco, I'm proud of you.
No, please. Oh, please, friends. You're real friends. I'm sorry I talk like I did before. But I know I was a big fool with my speech. Now, can I go home?
Mr. Basco, may I express my deepest gratitude to you for your remarks?
Huh?
I never saw such a demonstration. That audience was so touched, they couldn't applaud.
Please, I know I was a big failure.
There was another man who thought his speech had failed, Mr. Basco. It was at Gettysburg. Just a moment ago, you may have heard one man applaud here backstage. I was that man.
You? Who are you?
Judge, the audience is waiting for you, sir.
Oh, that's a judge. Help. Be it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry I was delayed, but I'm happy because it enabled you and me to hear from a speaker far better equipped to make you feel the meaning of this day. I can only say it took an Italian immigrant, a Mr. Luigi Basco, to make me say today, I am proud that I am an American.
He's proud.
I had a speech.
He's proud.
Prepared.
Proud. Well, Mamma Mia. Well, I thought it was going to be one of the worst days of my life. Who was it turned out to be the best? Half of the part, I'm going to come home and read the Gettysburg Address. I'm going to like the best. Well, Lincoln has said, this government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I show you how some people no can change. I'm sure this to Pasquale, and he's said that. That's right, Luigi. And if you want something that's of the people, by the people, and for the people, I'm going to just do what you want. My daughter, Rosa. To your lovely son, Luigi Basco, little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a refreshing, tasty treat that's easy to carry with you wherever you go. Just slip a package into your purse or pocket, then, whether you're working, shopping, walking, or riding in a bus or car, you're always set to enjoy the refreshment of a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint. It cools your mouth, freshens your taste, and gives you real chewing enjoyment and satisfaction. Next time you go to the store, remember to get a few packages of healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum and always carry a package or two with you. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Bounce Conrad as Schultz, Judy Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Schiff as Miss Walden, Joel Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.